Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, oh, I wanna thank you, Lord. You've been so good this morning, you've been. I gotta move on. Is that anybody else a testimony about beside myself? So you've been, oh, I see you, Betty Jackson. Been so good. Good to see you, girl. You've been so good. You've been so, been so good. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. Are there any thankful folks in the house? Of Exodus.
You brought me out, me out.
This is personal. I don't know about you.
You brought me out.
This is personal. Here's my testimony. In 4 years, you made
a way.
A way.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know how it's going to happen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You made.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
When I couldn't see my way.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
You made a way.
All the time.
So I got to tell you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to give him some thanks. I just want to praise him. I just want to give him praises for all that he's done for me. Not that I was deserving of it, because of the kind of God he is. And because that he promised. He promised to be with us. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. He said that we can call on him and we will get an answer. He said ask anything in Jesus' name and he would do it. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for everything. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. And I'm thanking God for all that he's done. You know, I couldn't have done it by myself. If it was not that the Lord was on my side, where would I be today? Good morning. This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, it is February the 26th, 2017, and I thank you. And it's a little past 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and I just wanted to come and just share my testimony with you, just to tell you that I'm so thankful for everything. We have to be thankful for everything. I'm just thanking God because God is God. I'm thanking God because he is. He protects us. He shields us. He's just always there. And I just want to say thank you. I thank him, and I'm going to take his word and show you where it shows thanks in his word, that we can take his word and give him his word back to him and give him thanksgiving, because all the thanksgiving and all the praises we need to give it to him. All the hallelujah, and to him we need to give it back to him. We need to be grateful. We need to praise him, because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless him. Bless him. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, my God, my God. Not my will, but your will be done. Thank you. I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to share what I have this morning. Father God, thank you for this day. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you've already done, Father God. Thank you for the greatest blessing of all, that you woke me up this morning. Then I'm closed in my rightful mind with the use and activities of all my limbs, and I just want to say thank you, Lord. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my friends. I thank you for my acquaintance, and Lord Jesus, I even thank you for my enemies, Father God. I know, Father God, that when I do and walk in obedience to you, even make my enemies be at peace with me, and I thank you for it, Father God. I give you all the praise, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Take this word and do what you will with it, Father God, that someone may be blessed from hearing this word today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for using me, thy servant, Father God, as I humble myself under you and your people, Father God, that you may use me as a vessel this morning, Father God, to carry this word, Father God. And for that, Father God, I give you the praise. And for that, Father God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the blood of Jesus, Father God. Thank you for right now, Father God. Oh, I can't do it without you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. I'm grateful for everything, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll be careful to give you the praise, God. I'll be careful to glorify you in all that I do, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Ooh, bless your name right now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. You made a way for me, God. You keep on blessing me, Father, in spite of me, Father God. You move me out the way, God. You block what don't need to be in my way, Father. You, even if it's blocking me from me, God, I thank you for it, Father God. I thank you that your will is going forward on my life, Father God. I thank you, Father God. Oh, bless your name right now, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Woo, hallelujah, thank you. Woo, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, bless your name right now, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for everything, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you did let happen to me, God. Woo, God, thank you, Father God. Woo, God, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo, bless your name right now. I just can't tell you how full I am. I'm so grateful because God is so good to me. In spite of me, he's good to me. Even when it seems like I just can't make it, even when it seems like I just can't go another mile, he keeps on waking me up close in my rightful mind, giving me the use and activities of all my limbs, and he keeps on letting me keep on going. And if it was not that God was on my side, where would I be? What would I do? I got to praise him. I got to give him the thanks. I got to praise him. I got to praise him. I got to give him the thanks. I got to. I thank him. I thank him for my journey. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey today. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey today. I just thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, God. And we'll be coming out of 1 Chronicles 16 and 18. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name and make known his deeds among the people. We just got to give thanks. We got to let people know that we know that we know that we know that it's God doing it. We got to know that even if it's good, bad, ugly, no matter what's going on, we got to still be grateful. We got to be thankful for it because God is going to take the good, the bad, the ugly. He's going to mix it up together. He's going to work it out for your good. You know, that's why it says in Romans that he says that all things work together for the good to them that love God. We got to love God with our whole hearts, minds, and soul. We got to give God the thanks. We got to praise God with all that's within us. No matter where we are in these journeys, we got to praise him. He's not going to let it last too long. He's going to step right on in because that's the kind of God he is. He's going to do it. He's going to step right on in. I'm thankful this morning. And my subject is thankful for everything, every single thing. even the things you don't understand. And I know some, I see where they're laying off some people. I know you say, well, why would I be thankful for that? Because God got something better for you. God never put a mouth that he's not going to feed. He's not going to let you and your kids be without. You may not get the wants, but all your needs will be met. Because in Philippians 4:19, he said that he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. That's a shout in the camp right there. We have to understand that God is God. We have to understand that he's in full control. And if he permitted, he has something better. And if God did it, then you know what? Let him. Because he'll take care of what God's word, when God's word goes out, God takes care of what his word, God performs what his word say. We have to get in his word, we have to get in his word back. And once we get in his word back, then we have to learn how to be thankful for it. And then we have to stand on his word. We have to stand on the word and know that God is God. We have to know that he sit high and he look low. We have to know that he's in full control. We have to know if God say yes, who can say no? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let it rain for heaven today, Father God. Rain on somebody today, Father God. Rain in victory, Lord. I know that you reign in victory, Father God. Help somebody today, Father, that has a bowed down head today, Father God. Let them lift their hands up and give you thanks for right where they are, Father God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, give thanks in all situations, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. See, it's God's will. He knows where you are. He knows our names. He has not forgotten about us. He knows every string of hair that's on my head. He knows how many strings I have fell out. He knows what time you got up. He knows what you're thinking now. He knew what you was thinking yesterday. He got you. Just hold on to God's unchanging hands and give, be thankful for it. 1 Chronicles 16:9. Sing unto him. Sing praises unto him. Sing praises unto God. Now I'm going to go back and read what the scripture says. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wonderful works. All, everything he do, give him the praise for it. Don't forget to be thankful. And when God fixes it for you, don't forget to thank him. Don't forget to get up every morning and put him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything's going to be added to you. The way God sees that will fit into your destiny, into the purpose he has for you. So be thankful unto God. Understand that God is God. Understand God can do anything. Is there anything too hard for God? No. He can do anything. 1 Chronicles 16:10, glory ye in his name. That means give him praise in his name. Know that he did it, and know that he's working it out for you. Let the hearts of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Get up early in the morning and seek him. Seek his face. Seek his answer. Seek a discerning spirit. Because if you seek God and you ask God whatever is coming up on you that you don't understand, and if you feel a little inkling in you, your first thought is God. If God warns you against something, take it. Because if it was possible, they would fool the elect of God can't be fooled. And if you're covered in the blood, God gonna block it. He ain't gonna let it come to pass. So that's another thing to be thankful for, because somebody got your back. That it will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, bless God this morning. Bless him. Excuse me. Got a little emotional today. But when God really gives you a revelation of what he's really doing in your life and what he really has already done for you, you will be emotional and thankful too. Because it doesn't matter how many people he moved. It doesn't matter how many people travel through. Like my dad is going on the glory. My uncle is going on the glory. I got other uncles going on the glory. Both of my grandmamas gone. My granddaddies are gone. But yet I'm thankful everything for my mama because my mama is here. I'm thankful for my only son. I'm thankful for my job. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful even some days I get up with pain flicking in my body. I'm thankful because I know it says in Isaiah, by his stripes I'm already healed. I know sickness and pain can't take me out. and I'm thankful that I know that. I'm thankful that I know that I have a covenant with God, and I know God watches over the covenant. I'm thankful that I know the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I'm thankful that I look unto the hills from which cometh all my health and my strength. I'm thankful for that. It's the word. It's his word. It said in the beginning was his word. We give him his word back. His word is not coming back void. Stop praying the prayer that you want to impress a man and pray the prayer that God has given you. Pray his word back and watch him perform. God performs over his word and watch him do it. 1 Chronicles 17:20, O Lord, there is none like thee. There's nobody like him. You can search this world high and low. I don't care where you go. I don't care who you will meet. I don't care who you know. There's nobody greater than God. And he never, never, ever turns his back on us. He may not answer what we ask him because it's not good for us. And God can see it. God sees what we're praying from the beginning to the end. And if it ain't according to his will for your life, it's not coming to pass. But I'm here to tell you, he's going to do something better. And when he show up, he shows out. Oh, bless God. Neither is there any gods besides thee. There's no other God. God is God. He's King of kings. He's Lord of lords. He is in control of the whole universe. I don't care about Baal, Buddha, whoever, all this other stuff they're talking about. Ain't nobody but God. Because God wakes them up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. According to all that we have heard with our ears. What have you heard with your ears about God? Do you believe in the report that God has given us? Oh, my God. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And in Psalms 106:1, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. God got mercy on us. Do you know that if God didn't have any grace and mercy, do you know I wouldn't be here today? Don't you know that they would have took me out a long time ago? Because if it was not the God's grace and mercy, if it was not that God protected and shielded me and gave me another chance, and I mean not just a chance, but a chance after chance, after chance, after chance, after chance, and I can just chance, because he's given me that, and he will do it for you too. Don't let nobody tell you you got to stay in your mess. Don't let nobody tell you you can't go to God. You are a child of God just like I am, unless you choose to say in your heart that there's no God. It's up to you what you choose. See, in my house, I chose to serve God. I'm going to serve God no matter what. I'm never going to let him go. I don't care if it's just me. I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand because I know when it all boils down, God ain't going to do me like people do me. When I look for them or wish that they would be there or try to call them or communicate with them, they don't have time for me. God is not going to do me like that. When I call on God, I get his divine attention. He don't send me to voicemail. I don't have to be somewhere where someone is seeing my name come up and they're all, she calling again. Or they're too busy because they have concerns about their own life. And I do understand. I'm not beating up on anybody. I'm just telling you, when you got God, you can turn over to God. And sometimes, yeah, we get off track. We get to want to talk to people because sometimes you just want to talk to somebody. But I'm going to tell you, if you want a line that's never busy, call him. Call on Jesus. Text heaven and see, don't you get an answer. And he will come and see about you just when you need him the most. He will see about you. That's the kind of God he is. We serve a true and living God. In Isaiah 12:5, sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. He has done excellent things because he saved me. I was a wreck undone. He picked me up out the miry clay, and he established me. He stood me up, and he keeps on standing me up, and he keeps on cleaning me up. I'm not what I once was, but I'm surely not what I'm going to be. He ain't through with me yet, and if he ain't through with me, he not through with you. But you got to know that. You got to keep on, quit beating up on yourself so bad and just start giving thanks and everything and be grateful for everything. And God will make a way because that's who he is. Get, turn your life over to him. If you're out of the ark to save you with him, get back into it. Get back. He will no wise turn you away. because that's the kind of father he is. He's a father of all of us. He loves all of us. You think about it. Why do we say thank him for everything? Because in Psalms 23, it said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So why are you giving it to me? Give it to God. Because God will do what you're asking him to do. He will make a way. And he will do just what you ask as long as it's according to his will. That's why I like the song that there is, the God's will. What is your will? You know, you could have gave me everything that I was praying for, but it wasn't good for me, even though I didn't understand it. Have you ever been in a situation where you saw something that you just wanted so bad and God didn't give it to you? And then later on, some years later, you look back and you praise him like a mad woman because you're so glad that he didn't bring it to pass? It's because he knows what's best for us. And we have to understand that. And even if you're going in, and let me encourage some of you that's out here on the journey of ministry. When you're out here on the ministry journey, stop trying to please people and do what God says for you to do. If God have you in a place and he's giving you a service, if nobody show up, you show up. And you do it as if everybody was there. Stop waiting on man to put you up, because God does the promotion. Be thankful that God promotes the people. God put up and God takes down. Keep our minds focused on God. Do whatever your assignment. If God told you to go and pray every day, if nobody's there but just you and God, that's more than enough. Pray the prayer. Pray it. If God tells you to go and sweep every day, sweep every day. Whatever God has told you to do, do it. And be thankful and not mumbling and complaining about it. Thank you. And if God is giving you just a little something to work with, and he tells you, you may have $50. That's all you got is 50. And you know that you need the $50. But God said, take 10 of that 50 and bless a church or bless somebody with. I dare you to bless them. God would do the unbelievable thing with you with that $40. We just have to learn how to do it, and we have to learn how to be obedient to what God told us to do. We have to learn how to let go of what we think and ask God to direct our path. And as he's directing our path, we have to be thankful for everything and everybody. You know what? We have to learn that God is God. We have to learn that God has a plan in place for our lives, that he just didn't start out today. My dad, the late John Elder Hayes, used to say that before the foundation, we was with God. We served God in spirit, and we have to serve him in spirit and in truth. Get in your word. He said to go in your word and go in the word from Genesis to Revelation. He said, learn for yourself so you'll know to when to say amen. My uncle used to say that. Learn for yourself. Follow behind us to make sure so you can get a revelation. What God gives me in the word, he may not give that to you. It's the same word. But because you are thankful and you are grateful that you are able to be in the word, and think about that you're one of the chosen people of God. You know, give thanks unto him. Don't be afraid to serve the true and living God, because he is just who he say he is. And be thankful for everything. You may not have the job that you want today, but I dare you to stand on the promises of Jesus Christ. And one day you're going to have more than enough and some to live, because that's the kind of God he is. And he will do that. And those with the ministries, us out here that's trying, and we go out every single Sunday, and we do what God has assigned us to do, don't put your head down. Lift your head up. God got you. And he has not forgotten about us. He will take care of us. Give him all the praise. Tell the world about a Savior. Tell somebody about Jesus. And let them know that they have a friend in Jesus Christ. And as you begin to do that, we begin to just praise God. You begin to start feeling good. Have you ever been feeling bad in a day? And you start praising God, or you start thinking about where he brought you from and what he's done, don't you feel better? I dare you to turn your situation around. Like when you get up in the morning, oh, it's Monday, I'm so tired, I don't want to do it. I dare you to get up and say, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you that this will be a phenomenal day, Father God. I'm so thankful, God, for all that you're about to do, Father God. I'm thanking you, Lord, that you woke me up close in my rightful land with the use and activities of all my limbs. I'm thanking you, Father God, that the best is yet to come, that this will be a day that I've never seen before, and I know that you have already put it in place, and I know that the divine connection, the divine appointments, Father God, I know doors are being opened for me that no man can shut, and doors are being shut that no man can open. I know that, God, if I give you the praise and the thanks for everything, that you will supply all my needs according to your riches and glory, and for that, Father God, I thank you. I dare you to get up and pray a prayer like that to him, and you watch. Don't he come and see about you just when you need him the most? And then, you know what? As I played the late Sharon Childs yesterday, is God satisfied with us? Is he satisfied with me? Is he satisfied with anything that I do? You know what? Step back and ask and see if God's satisfied with you. See if you're doing something to please God. And then if you're not, just ask God, what would you have me to do in this season? And he will do, he will show you. And then while you're stepping back in the season, lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. And when he's directing thy path, when he starts dropping off things and moving people, don't worry about it. Because it was said by one of the bishops, he said, when a person leaves, don't ask not one other person to stay. You just be thankful for the time that they were with you and let them move on. Because God has a destiny and a direction for them, and a destiny and direction for you, and you and their path have finished, and it's time for you all to split the highway. Because you know if you're ever on the highway, if you take 94 and 57, I-57 here in Chicago, eventually 94, you're going to ride with 94, but there's going to come a time that if you want to go to the way of I-57 and 94, it's going to split. So you're going to have to choose which highway you need to be on. You're going to either follow me and do what I say, or you're going to follow the highway God has ordained for you to follow. I would suggest that you get on what God has ordained for you to do, because God will bring you out okay. Because God see all the bumps and bruises and everything that's going to come ahead of you. And you cannot stand in my anointing, and I can't stand in yours. And you can't take what I can take, because God has ordained me and designed me for my life, and he has ordained and designed you for your life. That's why we have to be thankful for what God is doing for us, not to be thankful for what we see everybody else is doing. We don't need a jealous eye in us, because all of us have a different journey. We just need to be thankful, and we need to be prayerful for each other as we walk down each journey. And if you're in trouble, know this, that trouble don't last always. It too shall pass, and God will take care of you. You just keep all this in mind and just be thankful to all that God is doing right now in this season. And I say to God, I am so thankful for everything, but whatever you're doing in this season, Lord, don't leave me out, Father God. As I humble myself as a servant of Jesus Christ to walk in obedience to what God wants me to do, do what God wants us to do. Let us be obedient to the will of God. And watch God make a difference. So I dare you to get up today. Even if you're getting up, you're getting ready to go to morning worship, why are you going? Why are you getting up doing it? Is it for the glory of God, or is it to the man? Is it to the man? Are you thankful? Are you going to give a praise out your heart because you're thankful for all that God has done? Or are you just going just to be going so you can say that I've been to church? Why are you going? Are you living religions? Or are you living for the kingdom of God? What are you doing? Are you thankful to God? Or are you thankful for what man is doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Line up with what God is saying. And all that I've been through, I still want to say thank you. And all that I've come through, I still want to thank you for the good, the bad. No matter where I was and what I was going through, even when I didn't even understand, he had my back. And he keeps on blessing me. And I say to you, if God be for you, who then can be against you? We got to stand on the promises of his word. That's why he said in the beginning was his word, and his word was God. And you have to know that. And you have to know that if you ask anything in Jesus' name, and if it's according to his will, it shall come to pass, and God sees it, and in God's time. You make the praying for 10 years, but do you know it still has not been but one day in God's eyes? Just keep on praying and keep on waiting and watch God bring it to pass. God is that kind of God. He will do just what he says. And if you trust in him, he will bring it out all right. And know, and whatever the answer God gives us, we have to know that it must be according to his will. I just need somebody to know that you're praying. Ask God, what should you pray? Ask the Holy Ghost to help you pray the prayer that you should be praying, because you do know that we have an advocate. We have an advocate that takes our prayers and takes us up there to the blood, to Jesus. And then he pleads the blood, then we go before the Father faultless. We have that. So trust in that. And don't give up. Lift your head up. I don't care what you're going through today. Lift your head up. Everything's going to be all right. God ain't going to let it last too long. God is God. Speak to your mountains. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And of the things that's not seen. You can't see your way, but God got your way. And God knows your way. Just keep on praising him and giving him all the thanks for everything, and he will show. Abide in him. If you abide in God, and he abide in you, and you can ask what you will in Jesus' name, and it shall come to pass. And in my closing today, let us be thankful for everything. Let us be thankful for the will that God has for our life. Whatever God got for you, be thankful for it. Be thankful for where you are. Be thankful for this appointed time. Because if God has ordained it and appointed it, he will protect it. God takes care of the covenant. We just have to walk therein. So just be thankful. Stop mumbling and complaining about it. I know, because yeah, it does. Sometimes it be so hard. And, you know, just like today, I owe no apologies for crying of thanksgiving. Because when I thought back, when I went back on my life and saw where God has brought me to where I am today, my heart was full. My heart is still full. Even though my daddy's gone, on, my grandmama's gone, on, my pastor and my uncle, they all gone. But my God is still here with me. I'm still standing on the promise of God. I'm still waiting on my prayers to come forward. And I'm praising him because I know he's going to answer when I'm ready to receive them. And that's another thing. Let us be thankful that we're settled down and wait till we're able to receive him. It says, you know, ask God to teach you how to wait on him, to wait on him. And then while you're standing there waiting on him, be still and know that he's God. Oh, my God, we just got to do it. And unto thee, O Lord, do I lift my soul unto you. Oh, my God, we just got to get it together. We got to really put our faith and our trust in God. We have to, you know, we got to write the vision, and we got to make it plain. And we got to, the vision got to be so plain so when you run by, you can read it. Oh, my God, this is for you. God already know. For God knows the plan that he has for you. This stuff that he gave us is for us. God is already in control. God is the God of the whole universe. He is. He said he's in place to do whatever he wants to do. Whatever God say, it's already settled in heaven. So you might as well be thankful and grateful that you're part of the plan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. So I ask and I pray that something was said in this word today that will bless you along your way. I pray that this word will take you and give you, and that you will reach out for a heart of thanksgiving. If you don't have it, repent and ask God to give you a heart of thanksgiving. And watch God make a difference in your life. And make a joyful noise in the Lord today. Make a joyful noise no matter what. If you want steak today and God give you chicken, eat the chicken. Tomorrow is on the way. If you don't have no money today, just go ahead and give him praises and thank him with his hand. Thank him with your praise. We don't always have to have money, because don't you know if you're thankful for God's favor is better than money. because God's favor opened up doors. Because God, see, when you got God's favor, God goes into the midnight of the hour, and he puts your mind, he puts you on their mind, and then they don't even know why they're doing it. But that's the favor. That's God's favor. If it's for you, if that's what God has for you, that's what we got to get in play, is if it's what God has for us, he'll put us in check with it. That's the kind of God we serve. And I thank you for stopping by, and I pray that something was said that really, really, you know, that you can grab hold to and to hold on as you walk your journey. And as I continue to go down my journey, as I begin to continue to keep on getting my suitcase packed down my journey and understanding and asking God to show me and give me a revelation of the things that I need to do and the things that I need to come forward to share with you as a servant of Jesus Christ, for I am a servant of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I'm very thankful that God chose to use me in any way. Anyway, I thank you. Thank you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how this morning to thank you for this time and this opportunity that you have allowed me to carry your word, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you sit and you orchestrated your word the way that you want it, Father God, that you may be glorified, Father God. I pray, Father God, every voice and every person that will come to you, Father God, ask them, Father God, please, God, look down on them and bless them in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Have them your own way with them, Father God. Help them, Jesus. I lift your people unto you, God. I lift the ministries unto you, God. I lift every church that will be opened in your name unto you today, Father God. I lift every child, Lord, and put a protection, a shield all around every child and every family today, Father God. And Father God, I put my son ever before you right now, God. I thank you, God, that blesses the work that you have for him, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for my mama, Lord, being in a well body. I thank you, Father, for everybody's mom. I thank you for everybody's child. I thank you, Father God, for everyone's ministry. I thank you, Father God, for right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now. Thank you for this time and this opportunity that I give you all the praise. Thank you, the God of the whole universe. Thank you that you're in full control. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for what's yet to come. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For those of you that's not in a covenant or with God, go to Romans 10 and 9 and confess your sins and get back in line. Get back in the covenant with God. Get back where you need to be. Get back up under the banner and ask God and confess your sins and let Jesus Christ come into your life. And see, even those that's backslid. You know, God, he's married to the backslider now. Because if he wasn't, honey, where will I be today? Oh, I can't tell you how many times I backslid. But all to God be the glory. Repent, turn. Come on now. When you're repenting, you got to turn. You got to come out of whatever you're in now. You can't continue to keep on doing what you're doing. God forbid. And it may take a little time. But if you ask God, I promise you that he won't leave you. I promise you he'll hold on to you. I promise you. Try. You've tried man, I dare you to try God. And you will see that it will make a difference in your life. Thank you. And if you need to talk with me, you can reach me on my cell. It's 708-715-4545. Or you can go to my Facebook, or you can go to my website for the ministry, and you can like, and you can also reach me on Walking in God's Purpose Ministry.com. And leave me a message, and I'll get back in touch with you. And if you just need prayer, you don't have to leave your name. Just send me, just say, I need prayer. You and I will pray for you that whatever God's will is for your life will come to pass and to give you peace as you stand still and you wait for his appointed time. God bless you, and God bless you, and God bless you. To God be the glory for all that I do. God bless. And I'll speak to you soon in Jesus' name. Amen.